Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
I'm Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Cuando te veas marchitada como que trae el resplandor, como un cierto rumor. Tierra que no se ha de callar, alma de Guayacán. Arrímale, fuego al carbón, arrímale. Arrímale, fruto al amor, arrímale. Fiebre racial, alma morena, grito ancestral, mordió mi pena. Y yo salgo a beber por los temblores de tu carne, por los antiguos manantiales del cobre arisco de tu ser. América, Indoamérica, Latinoamérica, voz de mujer, cintura andina, serio animal, hembra ladina. Desnudez me da la flor mejor, tu piel. Hinchada hasta los huesos se derrama, majestuosa la sal de tus pupilas. Pletórica de luz subió la llama, dispuesta a contestar por las heridas. Se olvidaron aquellos que no saben que la raíz que vuela no se amansa, que puede como el viento en su medida ser brisa leve o sangre que rebalsa. No hay más historia que la que no se escribe, la que no se acomoda en los manuales, la que lleva en sus venas doloridas los implacables sellos coloniales. Sube que sube, espuma que se agranda, árbol que crece oliéndose en su sombra, sedienta de fulgor, busca la savia abrirse al exterior como una rosa. Resuelta la memoria, siente humana un trepidar de esencias escondida, un estupor de huellas primordiales con incansable vuelo que la anima. Vuelve el aroma, el viento y todo vuelve, porque volver es comenzar la vida. Si lógica es la vara que nos juzga, volverá tu sueño, indio Che Guevara. Arrímale, fuego al carbón, arrímale. Arrímale, fruto al amor, arrímale. Fiebre racial, palmar de estrellas, lluvia frutal, dejó su huella. Volver a andar ayer por tus raíces más tempranas, donde gotea la mañana de un nuevo y tierno amanecer. América, Indoamérica, Latinoamérica, voz de mujer, andina, serio animal, hembra ladina, tu desnudez me da la flor mejor, tu piel.
Right, that was this is an album with a compilation of different artists that is a tribute to Che Guevara. Chivara's birthday was not long ago, a few weeks ago, and we all celebrated all the ones who believe in our leader and hero who tried to save not just Latin America, but the world. He was in Angola, he was in South Africa, he was all around the world trying to help the poor people of the planet against the imperialist, capitalist societies of the world. So that is the reason why he got assassinated by a paid assassin in Bolivia. Yes, a sicario, probably a narco sicario, who the mercenary, who people who do things for money, not because of they feel it in their hearts, because that is what it is, you know, like Che Guevara, for example, and his mate, when they decided to go traveling around Latin America on the, I don't know if you ever seen or read the Motorcycle Diaries, you know, if you haven't, please find it and find out about the history and the life of Che Guevara, you know. Obviously, you know, as usual, the imperialist media, capitalist media, because of the ideology, the faith that he had, and the reason for becoming revolutionary was to help the people and free the people from imperialist, capitalist exploiters who were at the time, and still are, in fact, you know, controlling the whole world. Like, for example, you know, if Che Guevara was alive, you think the Netanyahu would be still doing the same? I don't think so. Because Che Guevara had the power of the word, the power of letting you know, the power of knowledge. And that is important, you know. It's not just important that you pick up a weapon and start shooting people. You start, first of all, with the talk, with ideas, with your plan in your head, what life should be like, you know. And the last resort comes to weapons. And when it comes to weapons, it's because you're not attacking, you're defending. And that is the one thing, you know, you're defending your people, you're defending your country. That's why these people are called freedom fighters, freedom fighters. Obviously, the North Americans, you know, and the big countries, you know, powerful countries in the world, the warmongers of this world, they call these people terrorists. Oh, yeah, terrorists. They call anybody terrorist. Because the word terrorist, they made the word terrorist, you know, popular. They made it popular a long time ago. The United States and 170-something wars that has been involved, and not involved, you know, just properly with the countries that can actually fight back. It's mainly countries that cannot fight back, right? And by the time, you know, the Second World War was almost over, you know, they contained up. The Red Army had already liberated, you know, so, about three quarters of, I don't know how much, of the European continent. So, yeah, there you are, you know, Hollywood, you know, Rambo, and what's the other guy, the Schwarzenegger, Van Damme, you know, George Segal, you know, all these guys, you know, they made up John Wayne hated the Indians, you know, he was killing Indians for fun, you know what I mean? And so anyway, all these characters, all these heroes that they presented us with, when we were kids, you know, we used to, oh, wow, let's watch this, let's watch that. You know, the Americans, you know, there, you know, fighting the Vietnamese, fighting the Chinese, fighting the Arabs, you know, fighting everybody, you know. And they made us believe that they were the heroes of this world, you know. As we were growing up, we started to realize, you know, who these people that we were so excited to watch the movies by were, who they were, you know. By the age of 12, 13, I started to realize, you know, that, wait a second. Why are the Indians always the bad people? Why are the black people always the robbers, the thieves, you know, the gangsters, you know? And why are they? I asked questions in my head, you know? I started to understand, you know, that was the propaganda that the imperialist capitalist media was putting out into the world. And the whole world was convinced because they would start from little, you know? Walt Disney. Yeah, they also cooperated with the system, the United States system, to actually brainwash the population of the world, okay? Once I read a book, you know, I had many, many years ago in 80, I don't know, I think it was 84, 85. Me and a bunch of guys from Chile, you know, we were doing workshops about video making, you know, how to make videos, how to write the scripts, how to make documentaries. I was studying at the Salt Lake College at the time, doing communication arts. And all other Chileans were doing film studies. And so we got together and we call this group the Latin American Eye, okay? It all started with Roger Barton, you know, one of the counselors, you know, in Sheffield, who actually got interested in our work, you know, or the idea of our work, that he and the council, you know, provided us with a camera, a porta pack, you know, remember porta pack, big, massive, like a suitcase, you know, where you put the tapes in, with a microphone, you know. And they asked us to do a documentary about the red capping campaign, you know. And all the marches and protests, you know, and the meetings in the council, you know, we were allowed to attend all this and filming. So there was a lot of footage, you know, that we did. We also did cover some of the miners' strike. So we did all this stuff. And at one point, he got us a workshop on how to script write, right? And it was under the Northern College in Barnsley. And during the summertime, when the students were on holiday, the Barnsley College would set up workshops about different types of things, you know, like how to work in an industry, how to do, you know, syndicate work, you know, like union leaders, you know, like for us, for example, you know, filmmaking, you know, all different things, you know, for workers. Because at that time, you know, the Labour Party in the council were organizing workshops on different things, you know, for workers, okay? So a factory worker wouldn't just be working in a factory and, you know, and his life working in a factory. That person would have a second choice to go for, a second opportunity to work on something different. You know, if one day we became too ill to work for, I don't know, in a factory, for example, and so he would have the choice to actually choose where to go and be able to work, you know, even though his health wasn't that good, but still work. So learn a different trade. And that was the whole idea of a council. When there used to be a lot of help for the community, you know, helping with grants, helping with housing, you know, and everything to do with the community. They were taking care of the community. That was the Labour Party when it was Labour Party, when it was. I'll say it again and again, when it was Labour Party, and I say one more, when it was Labour Party. You know what I mean? Because I'm so off right now about this so-called Labour Party. Now, Labour Party right now is in inverted commas. Are they Labour? Are they Tory? Are they Labour? Are they Tories in disguise? Now, who knows? But apparently, they're not, okay? Anyway, going back to this thing about Northern College, you know, we were there, you know, for a week, about 10 days, I think it was. We were provided with food, bed overnight. You know, we stayed over there, yeah, for 10 days. And also, like a room for studying, for relaxing. There was some radio for music. There was a snooker table. The queues weren't that good anyway. But anyway, there was entertainment, and we were there given by the council, because the council were helping the people, the community. At the same time, there were people from the first Brown factory. They were from the, what's the other one? There was one in Tinsley. Anyway, workers. You know, there were some from Musborough, from Eckington, from the coal mines, and So there were people from all different, you know, places of work going to this college, you know, to learn to do workshops. And there were volunteers who actually worked teaching us and showing us, you know, what to do. And, you know, anyway, it was fantastic. At one point, you know, we visited the library, you know, we went to the library to look, you know, to look around, you know, in one of our breaks. And I found a book that was written by, in fact, by a North American guy. You know, it was called The Hollywood That We Don't Know. No, it wasn't The Hollywood. That was one of them. No, the one I was more interested in, that's the Disney World That We Don't Know. That's right, The Disney World That We Don't Know, or something like that. Anyway, I started reading, well, not really thick, you know, kind of all right. I thought, well, in these days I'm going to be here, you know, my break, I can actually finish this book. Because you weren't allowed to take books out of the library, you know, out of the library, but not out of college, okay? So you had to read them in the library or in the college, but you weren't allowed to take them out of the college. So this book was about that. The book was written about how the characters of Disney were used to actually brainwash, you know, whoever was reading the cartoons, you know, with Mickey Mouse, with Donald Duck, you know, with Goofy, with all these characters, right? And they were always like thinking, I was reading it, I already had realized, you know, that the Disney world so beautiful by Walt Disney. He was so fluent, you know, flowing in talking and everything, because you needed somebody like that to convince people how, you know, of something, right? A smooth talker, right? Anyway, I started reading this book, and it was saying, they will explain to you the different characters. For example, take Donald Duck. Donald Duck, on one of the adventures, his adventures will be like a policeman. Right, policeman. Whoa, my God. He was a little uniform, with a truncheon, and he always fighting with someone who was either a Mexican or a black person or an Asian or Arab, you know, or Chinese, you know. They were fighting with those type of people, you know. And I was thinking, wow, man, you know, how can people allow that, you know? I mean, we cannot put everybody in the same bag, you know what I mean? There are bad people, good people in everywhere in the world, in every race, in every faith in the world. But they are stereotyping these people badly, 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 you know? And then at the end, Donald Duck, you know, we'll arrest whoever it was, you know, and then the North American flag, you know, in his hand or on his uniform. Well, anyway, and I started reading more, you know, more and more and more. And then the Donald Duck will be a cowboy in the West, right? And there will be the three guys, you know, who were always the black bad guys. They were black, the Black Brothers or something. The names were Pete the Black and somebody. Anyway, the black people. So he was the sheriff of the town by fighting these people. They were black people. And then the other adventure will be a sailor. He'll be fighting against the Chinese. So anyway, this book was to explain to you how the characters and the cartoons and all these things that came out of Walt Disney were used as brainwashing subjects. So there we are. From then on, and now people today, some people still believe in that. They got so brainwashed, or maybe they didn't have much brain, because I was kind of brainwashed up to a point. I got to a certain age in which I started to realize, you know, things for real, you know. Like they would say, oh, yeah, our mother nation is Spain, because Spain gave us the language, gave us, I don't know what else gave us, apart from syphilis, gonorrhea, you know, killing, executing, burning, you know, raping, you know, stealing, you know, I don't know what else, you know. But since we were little, we were always taught that our mother country was Spain, because they conquered us. You know, they put us in the right path kind of thing, you know. So we all believe that when we're little, Spain. And then when you start again, you know, when you start to grow up and becoming a teenager, you know, you start to realize, you know, really, I'm going to say, wait a minute. You know, this is not real, you know. And then so on, you know, and so on. And there were books everywhere. In Chile, for example, you know, during the socialist government, there were lots of books in the libraries that were written by foreign writers, and even local writers, national writers, about the reality of the world, you know, like telling you the truth, you know. Spain was not your mother country. Spain was the country that invaded us, not conquered us, you know. Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. The America discovered him, right? And so on. So the whole thing is like the other way around, you know. It's like when we say in Spanish, la tortilla se dio vuelta, when the omelette is on the other side, and so on. So we were all, wow, man, well, our heroes and stuff, you know. I remember my stepdad, you know, used to say to me, you know what, this John Wayne guy, you know, is such an hole that I don't believe he can be an actor. He can't even act. And I was saying, no, dad, you know, he's good, man, he's cowboy. Blah, blah, blah. Then I started watching too many movies by this guy, you know, and in every movie he was killing Chinese, Russians, Indians, you know, Africans. There is an album by Osi Visa, a South African band, right? On the front cover, it's on the vinyl, yeah? I used to have that. I don't know where it is right now, now that I think about it. But on the front cover, sarcastically, they put a picture of what, you know, when the white people used to go to Africa on safaris, you know, and they used to hire, you know, the local natives, you know, to carry their rucksacks and you know, all this stuff. And then it will be in the front, you know, like with a gun, you know, in case a little monkey or a little lion come out, you know, and shoot it and take it back home and say, hey, listen, I killed the lion, man, you know what I mean? You know, when they used to go there, and also the treating the people like, well, still they thought there was slave times, you know what I mean? So anyway, to show the history a little bit of what this Buana used to do in Africa, on the front cover of Osi Visa album, this line of natives, you know, carrying their rucksacks and tents and all the stuff that the white people would use when they camped. And on the front is John Wayne, you know, with the cowboy hat, you know, with the gun and everything. And that is a sarcastic picture, right? Because he didn't like Africans. He didn't like natives, American natives. He didn't like anyone. He was racist, okay? But as I was saying, when we were little, we were introduced to this guy and brainwashed about this guy, how good he was, he was the best cowboy ever, blah, 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 blah. You know, and then as I grew up, all alternative cowboys, the cowboys would be like friends with the natives, you know, and the soldier would be very friendly with the Vietnamese guy, you know, with the Chinese, with the, you know what I mean? Trying to make it a bit better because they knew that the whole world was realizing what a big lie it was. You know, lies, lies, lies. Why do they lie so much? That country was built on lies. You know, I could carry on talking about this forever and ever and ever, but I'm not going to because that's paying too much attention to this warmonger country. So, amigos, this is Latino Dimes on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Somos campesinos de la raza del troque, jamás un turista del famoso DM3. Nacimos en el pasto, asado y mucho vino, pero nunca seremos un gordito argentino. Nos gusta la tierra, odiamos la ciudad, mas sabemos que en el polvo no hay oportunidad. Andamos de aquí, andamos para allá, chocamos al país diciendo la verdad. Menos mal, no somos cualquiera, nunca nos odiaron en la escuela. Menos mal, no somos cualquiera, nunca metimos en la iglesia. Somos del grupo Los Salieris de Charlie, le robamos melodías a él. Ya un presidente joven que ame la vida, que enfrente la muerte, la tuya, la mía, de un perro, de un gato, de un árbol, de toda la gente. Compramos el Página, leemos a Galeano, cantamos con la negra, escuchamos Víctor Jara. Dice la juventud no tiene para gobernar experiencia suficiente. Menos mal que nunca la tenga, experiencia de robar. Menos mal que nunca la tenga, experiencia de mentir. Somos del grupo Los Salieris de Charlie, le robamos melodías a él. Tengamos un equipo Robertone, un Leme, un Ocoa para sacar la voz. Siempre sobrará para decirte fuerte si sos una mierda o no. En la perla del once compusiste la balsa, después de la cana no saliste más. ¿Qué nos dirán por no pensar lo mismo ahora que no existe el comunismo? Estarán pensando igual, ahora son todos enfermitos. Estarán pensando igual, ahora son todos drogadictos. Somos del grupo Los Salieris de Charlie, le robamos melodías a él. El 1% quiere esto torcer, el 9% tiene el poder. Lo que queda, el 50 solo come y el resto se muere sin saber por qué. Es mi país, es el país de Cristo, damos todo sin recibir. Es mi país, es un país esponja, se chupa todo lo que pasó. Menos mal que estamos acá, nosotros no vamos a transar. Menos mal que estamos acá, nosotros no vamos a parar. Somos del grupo Los Salieris de Charlie, le robamos melodías a él. Solos comemos de la lata, nos gusta el sol del cementerio de Picara. Nos apura lo don, nos apuran los amigos, nos gastan por teléfono pidiendo si tenemos. Le damos guita a los basureros, vendemos mucho disco pero somos igual que ellos. ¿Qué culpa tenemos si vamos al bar Barraca a tomarnos unos vino con el borracho que nos canta? Nos gusta Magaldi cantando Llámame, siempre mencionamos a Pugliese. Troilo y Grela es disco cabecera, siempre mencionamos a Pugliese. Somos del grupo Los Salieris de Charlie, le robamos melodías a él.
cuarta canción es donde se resume todo. El título es Un Nombre. Cuando se hable del valor estoico, de la vida cabal, profunda y clara, sin mencionar al guerrillero heroico, estaremos diciendo Che Guevara. Cuando se hable de la luz guiadora, cuya fuerza inmortal la noche aclara, hasta tornarla en una nueva aurora, estaremos diciendo Che Guevara. Hable de los decididos, de los que salen a mostrar la cara por la miseria de los oprimidos, estaremos diciendo Che Guevara. Cuando se hable del deber profundo, de la lucha ejemplar que nunca para, por conseguir el pan de todo el mundo, estaremos diciendo Che Guevara. Hable del mejor latido, de la voz que más alto resonara, sin pronunciar el nombre tan querido, estaremos diciendo Che Guevara.
Luchando y podrás lograr al fin tus labios brilla una sonrisa que penetra en lo más hondo de mi ser. Ya sé que no te importa, tú tienes que seguir, tú debes conseguir que nada te ate a ti. En tu mente ya lo pone todo tal como ha de ser. Sigues luchando y podrás lograr al fin tu ser, al fin tu ser. Sigues luchando tú y podrás lograr al fin tu ser, al fin tu ser.
Thank you. Sueños y las ilusiones, sin timones y a la deriva, su.
amigos, amigas, here we go. Thank you very much for listening to the show. I hope you're going to tune in again next week. And I told you the music was going to be very, very varied. Well, yeah, some of you liked it. Some of you say, oh, stick to some salsa, you know. Okay, amigos, next week I'll do the same again. Yeah, a bit of variety in the music. Not just one style, but different styles. And yes, thank you very much. One more time, I want to thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for the texts as well. And take care, brothers and sisters. And the usual request is love one another and free Palestine.
Si callo pa' escuchar mi silencio, que si me quedo aquí sonriendo con todo lo que estoy haciendo, con lo malo y con lo bueno, si dejo de pensar en todo, empiezo a pensar en mí y empiezo a pensar en mí. Que me he quedado, si yo supiera que todo lo que te he dado es tan solo un puñado de lo que tengo guardado, si te regalo los regalos que te he dado, la rima que he derramado, las veces que me he quedado, si yo supiera que todo lo que te he dado es tan solo un puñado de lo que tengo guardado.